Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. There is a new class in Chicago. It's happening at the Pritzker School of Medicine at the University of Chicago. Dr. Vineet Arora is the dean of the Pritzker School of Medicine, but also the professor of the class. This class on misinformation has never been offered, not only at the University of Chicago, but in any medical university, has it?
That's right. Thanks for having me on. To our knowledge, this is the first class to address science communication and misinformation specifically for medical students. And we have also scaled it up to teach both nurses and pharmacists now. And to our knowledge, we are the only ones that are doing that broad misinformation teaching in the United States.
And obviously, this had to come about because of the pandemic and the misinformation that was spread on social media, especially when it came to ivermectin.
Yes. I would say certainly through the pandemic, we've seen tons of misinformation, not just with ivermectin, but obviously vaccines, masking, et cetera. And so we've also seen science change. And at the University of Chicago Pritzker School of Medicine, where I'm dean for medical education, my prior role was teaching research communication. How do you communicate research to the scientific community? And we do a really good job of that. Our students are often published, you know, doing presentations all across the nation and scientific conferences. But what we realized was we had a gap where we weren't addressing the issue of teaching science and science communication to reach the public. And so that's really what we tried to do with this course.
How difficult is it when you're a practicing MD and you have patients who are trying to tell you what is better based on what they read on social media?
Yeah, well, that's a common scenario that we all face. I face as a physician as well, and our students and our nurses, certainly our pharmacists, all face that. And so I think it's an important thing we need to address. And we want patients to be engaged. We want them to basically be engaged and be looking at this information. But it's important that they also have a critical eye, and also that we empower patients to really make sure that they understand what they're seeing and bring it to their clinician, their physician, their nurse, whoever it is. And that's why the Surgeon General for the United States declared misinformation a public health crisis on the order of things like the opioid epidemic, and that we need to be responding on all levels, including health professional schools, so that we're addressing this problem.
Dr. Vineet Arora is the dean of the Pritzker School of Medicine at the University of Chicago, also a professor of a class, the first of its kind, on misinformation. What is the biggest piece of misinformation that doctors are battling right now?
Well, certainly it's around the COVID vaccine and the fact that the people are saying that the vaccine is more dangerous than COVID itself, which is just not the case. We know that the vaccine is safe and effective, and that by and large, getting COVID is more dangerous than getting the vaccine. The vaccine actually prevents you from getting serious effects such as hospitalization or death. And so that's why it's very important to really address this so that we can really get more people vaccinated and end the pandemic.
I think if you talk to a large group of people, they might say that it's hard to communicate with a doctor who doesn't have much time these days.
Yes.
They're allotted such a short amount of time, and if you don't have your questions written down, you're not going to get the answers. And, of course, it's difficult to pick up the phone and call your doctor. How is the medical profession managing that?
Well, I would definitely say that that's really an issue around the healthcare system. And at the University of Chicago, we actually have a new certificate program in healthcare delivery sciences, as well as a new master's program in biomedicine with a concentration in health systems. And really what this is about doctors working with the system to improve the system of care so that patients can reach their medical practice and their doctor and improve access to care. And so working together with the system, really improving outcomes and health for patients.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much for having me.